And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in Point Loma, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking Seakeeper with Kelsey Albina, who's the communications manager for Seakeeper, and Andrew Jones, our local guy from Seakeeper here with YSS Marine. We're going to have a great show talking about one of the most amazing technologies to ever hit boating here. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Well, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Going to be a great morning, man. I'm so excited because the last time we were here and talking Seakeeper, there was a lot of stuff that was just about to be announced and just starting to happen in boat show season, and now it's here and it's on, and man, there's some really cool stuff coming out of Seakeeper camp.
Really amazing stuff.
Yeah, we're excited.
Here in the world headquarters here, our office slash studio here on the week.
Studio.
Yeah, it's an office during the week, and it's a studio on the weekends here. Andrew Jones. Good morning, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, great. Get right up on that mic and be friendly with it. Andrew is the local guy here in the San Diego area for Seakeeper, and he runs a company called YSS Marine, and he installed my Seakeeper in my boat and is an absolutely phenomenal electrician and Seakeeper rock.
The master. Just
the master of Seakeeper, yeah, for sure. So welcome to the studio here. And then on the phone, joining us from the other coast, is Kelsey Albina, who's the communications manager for Seakeeper. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. And let's start with you. Why don't you, for those of our listeners that for some reason may not be familiar with Seakeeper, explain it to us. What is a Seakeeper?
Yeah. So Seakeeper is a gyroscope. So just like the gyroscopes of old, sometimes they were toys for kids. There's gyroscopes in your phone. It is a gyroscope. And so it can eliminate up to 95% of boat roll. So that's the side-to-side rocking that makes you seasick or makes you uncomfortable or beats you up after a long day fishing, and it can eliminate that for you.
Yeah, and it works. I can tell you firsthand, it actually works. Yeah. I always get on the boat and I go, how does it do that,
it's one of those few products that, like, until you have had a chance to physically feel it, it's hard to fathom that you could be on your boat that for your entire lifetime is rocked and rolled and you can flip a switch and it just doesn't do it anymore. You put the brakes on.
Yeah. It is amazing, for sure. So how does it do that, Kelsey?
So it really is what it's so hard to explain, to be totally honest. It's like trying to explain gravity. But what's happening is inside of a vacuum enclosed sphere, so that's that ball that we've kind of become known for, there is a steel flywheel that spins at speeds of up to 9,750 RPM, depending on what model you have. And when that speed, when that is spinning, that naturally causes the sphere to precess or to tilt fore and aft. So it goes back and forth, which seems a little bit counterintuitive to the side-to-side boat roll. And that makes a powerful gyroscopic torque that is then distributed to port and starboard to counteract the boat roll. So kind of think if a wave comes up on the port side and pushes the gunwale up, the Seakeeper pushes it back down.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Okay.
You just counter the motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think one way is like if you take one of the old-style gyroscopes and you put it in your hand and you feel how it pushes you one way or the other, it's basically the same principle, like you were explaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's a lot of exciting things have happened recently with Seakeeper, and one of the things that I know our listeners and a lot of us here on the West Coast are very excited about are the addition of the smaller versions of the Seakeeper, including the introduction of the Seakeeper 1. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Seakeeper 1 has been a long time coming. I think it's something that everyone has been asking us for years and years and years. When we came out with the 2, people said, yeah, but where's the 1? And so the 1 is finally here. It's the smallest Seakeeper yet. It has, it's like the most radically different one that we've had too. It looks totally different. It's sleeker. It's cooler. It's got a viewing window. It's got lights. And it's for boats as small as 23 to 30 feet. So 23-foot boat owners now have stabilization options, which is pretty awesome. Other really cool benefits about it, it's flush mount. So the installation, the sphere doesn't hang anywhere below the point of installation. It can be mounted to the deck, and it's just installed right there. So it's only 15.68 inches high, so fits under kind of that standard 16-inch seat. If you have an aft-facing seat or kind of that leaning post, it can be flush mount installed right there. Similar to the Seakeeper 2 and the Seakeeper 3, it is 12-volt DC powered, consumes only 55 amps at spool-up, and then drops significantly from there. It has our fastest spool-up time of any of the Seakeepers. And so you can start stabilizing with the Seakeeper 1 in only 15 minutes, and then it is up to full RPMs in 30 minutes. There's a control keypad that we call the Connect Box, which is right on top of the Seakeeper 1. So you can turn the Seakeeper on, stabilize and unstable, so we call that the lock and unlock of that brake arm, right from the unit. And it's our first unit with a single cylinder brake, so it's completely hoseless. And engineered for kind of that enhanced performance and reliability. So we're super excited about it.
Awesome.
We launched it in February in Miami at the Miami Boat Show. And it got really, really good traction. A lot of people were excited to demo it as well.
Yeah. Andrew, what do you think of that? I'm sure you've seen it. Of course, you haven't installed one yet because
they're
brand new. It's not coming out in June. What do you think?
Oh, I can't wait to put one in, guys. This is a hell of a deal. I think it's going to be good for, especially down here, the kind of boats that we have primarily. Yeah, great unit.
Yeah, going to be pretty exciting. Now, one of the cool things about the Seakeeper is there's kind of a one that fits many, many different boats, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, so there's the Seakeeper 1 is our smallest unit, but they go all the way up to the Seakeeper 35, which is for boats over 85 feet. And then bigger than that, you can use multiple units to install bigger and bigger. The biggest we've done is a little over 200 feet.
Wow. A 200-foot vessel. How many Seakeeper units did the 200 have in it?
Quite a handful. I've seen recently seen one that had, I think, 6 or 7 units on board.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is to try and achieve stabilization so that it makes a difference, right?
Right. We want all the installations to be above a certain percentage. So if you're not achieving at least 80% roll reduction, and we want up to 95, we want to get you up to that 90% level of that roll elimination. We're not happy with the install if it doesn't do exactly, like, we want you to feel that wow that people feel when they step on one of our boats at a boat show. We want it to kind of stop you in your tracks and go, holy crap.
And it is
good,
a wow.
Good enough isn't good enough for Seakeeper. Like, yeah. It's got to be perfect.
Yeah, indeed.
There you go, like when, exactly.
Yeah. When Andrew installed the Seakeeper 5 into my 36 Pacifica, we took it out and tested it, and we had he has like on a, I don't know, a helolometer or something. I don't know what you call it, but we had 90% boat roll elimination, right, Andrew?
That's right.
It was yeah.
Really successful.
What is that instrument that you gauge that on?
Tiltometer.
Right? A tiltometer.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, very technical.
Right. Very high tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So when this new Seakeeper 1 rolls out, Kelsey, it'll be readily available through dealers like YSS Marine and others?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start shipping them from our factory, which is located in Pennsylvania, in June. And then we've already started working with a few boat manufacturers. So buying new boats, we'll have the Seakeeper 1 as an option. And anybody who wants to get refit their current vessel can also do that as well.
That's awesome. Now, what if when, you know, if somebody has a boat like you know, that would qualify the size of a Seakeeper 1 but has the space of a Seakeeper 2, you know, is it better to go bigger? Does that not really matter? I mean, as long as it fits the specifications, are you right to go there? I mean, that Seakeeper 1 sounds so attractive, but, you know, is, you know, having bigger and not having to push it any harder, is that a better way to go or not necessarily?
So it really depends, and especially when you start talking about smaller boats, it really depends on you and what you want and how you use the boat. So we created a small boat sizing guide on our website, and that basically compares the Seakeeper 1, 2, and 3. So you go online, you put in your beam, and you put in your length, and it'll tell you what unit you should have, or it'll tell you if there's options for you. So if you're kind of in between a Seakeeper 1 and a Seakeeper 2, it'll give you an example of an installation on a similar boat and tell you what that performance difference might be. So if it's a difference of 80% or 95%, and you're the type of person who stays inshore or you're not out that often, or you're not going out in rough conditions, you kind of stay back when it's windy, you can get the 1. And it will perform really well, and you'll be really happy with it. If you are a hardcore fisherman, if you're out in the tough stuff all the time, doesn't matter what the weather is, I'm getting out this weekend, maybe you go with the 2. And really, it's to understand kind of how the units are named, the Seakeeper 1 has 1,000, it's going to get technical, Newton meter seconds of angular momentum. And you can think of angular momentum as like horsepower to an engine. So that's how we measure how powerful a gyroscope is by its angular momentum. So the Seakeeper 1 has 1,000 newton meter seconds, the Seakeeper 2, 2,000 newton meter seconds, all the way up to the Seakeeper 35, 35,000 newton meter seconds. So the Seakeeper 1 is half as powerful as the Seakeeper 2. So on a small boat, that makes a difference when you're coming down to sizing. So then it kind of comes down to your specific vessel and how you're going to use it.
Yeah, at seakeeper.com, that sizing thing that you have on that website, I don't know what you call it, the sizing, sizeometer?
The sizing guide.
The sizing guide. Thank you very much, Kelsey.
You really want to throw ometer on everything
ometer. It is an amazing little thing because you put in the beam of the boat, the length of the boat, and it tells you, here's the one you want, here's what it costs, and plus installation, and that's it. It's so Seakeeper.com is a great resource for that. Now let's talk about for a minute about installation, because that's your angle there, Andrew. Do you ever get into a boat where you look at it and it goes, it's not going to work, we need to go with 2 units, we need to go with 1 unit? How do you figure out whether it's going to work or not in a boat? Because you need to have space to put the Seakeeper in it, right?
That's right. Some boats are real tight, and we do go that way. There will be 2, you know, we'll go with a couple, you know, if there's a spot. But quite often there's somewhere to put 1 in. You know, surprising.
Yeah. And how many different times have you gone with 2 units and said, okay, this is going to work this way?
Several times.
Several times.
We just recently did a big Ocean Alexander 102-footer, and we put two 26s in. Yeah, there wasn't room for a 35.
Yeah.
So, and that worked very, very, very well.
I've just heard so many countless stories of Andrew, with people that thought that maybe their boat wouldn't, because they just look at their engine room and have the thought of, I just don't have the room to put some in here. My boat was, my boat was laid out before this, miracle technology existed, and so that wasn't a thought. But, it's guys like Andrew that have, the blank canvas look where it's like, well, no, you're all right, because we can move this to here, and we can relocate that to there, and there's our room, and then we put it in, So it's one of those things that you get an installer like him down there and realize that, well, batteries can easily move to this location,
right,
and the water heater can move to that location, and boom, all of a sudden there's our spot.
Yeah, and that's what he did on my boat. It's like he moved the water heater, and there was our spot, right?
Yep, like Tetris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. Kelsey, is that kind of what you leave your installers up to, kind of figure out the dynamics of the installation?
Absolutely. They're the experts. I mean, they go through annual training with us, just kind of on the models and anything that might have been changing, but they're the ones who are seeing boats every day, moving things around, and they've got expertise outside of Seakeeper as well. And so we put a lot of trust in them to do what's right for our shared customers.
That's cool. Yeah. Does the product have to be installed like in a certain spot? I mean, is it, okay, this thing has to be dead center on this line, on that line? I mean, is it a very unique set of requirements for a proper install?
Sorry.
You don't have to.
It's hard to get your head around, but it can go anywhere on the boat. As long as it's orientated forward aft in that axis, it could be midships on the port side and have the same effect on the hull. Hard to sort of grasp, but that works beautifully. Like, yeah.
And here's an example. Our friend Mark Wheeler from Engineers Ford built a 62 Michelson Nomad, and his Seakeeper is on the starboard side of the boat. It's actually on the side.
Hard to wrap your head
around. And I just like, wait a minute. How does that work, Kelsey? How is it that you can have this thing that's supposed to keep the boat from rocking on the side of the boat?
So it really is because it's connected to the structure of the boat. So it's wherever it is connected to the structure of the boat. So its forces are going to act the same wherever it is. We typically prefer to put it midship aft, just because when you're kind of running at speed, your bow is slamming down. So if it's forward of midship, you can just put unnecessary stress on your bearings, which nobody wants. So that's really the only thing we really try to do. And then other than that, it's a matter of weight. So if you go too far to one side, making sure it's just counterweighted on the other side by something else. And that's a lot harder to do on the smaller boats. So you'll typically see on kind of smaller center console type boats that it's closer and closer to the center line. But like he was saying, it's Tetris. When you get into those bigger boats, you can really have a lot of freedom there.
It's been fun to see that, with new boats. I mean, the Seakeeper is one of those things that, however many years from now, it'll be like a car with air conditioner. Like, there won't be a boat that's built without them. But it's cool to see how much that has been adopted by all the major manufacturers of big boats. I mean, they're all built with Seakeeper in mind. I mean, nobody builds a big killer yacht that doesn't have a spot where the Seakeeper goes now. Whether they put it in or not is up to you, but, like, everyone's ready for them.
Yes. Yeah, and that was a really, really hard, it was hard to get to that place. When we started the company in 2008, it was in the middle of a recession, and kind of the old salt mentality of, I don't need that. That's not a necessity. I like the rocking. Of course, like, I'm on the ocean, I can handle that. Seasickness, who cares? So it was really hard to get people to understand how much better it really made the experience. And it was doing a lot of demos. It was getting people on demo boats just because it's so hard to believe that it can really make the difference that it does.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And your slogan, it's like you have to ride it to really believe what it does, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Once you have Seakeeper demo boats on in many different areas. I know you have one here in the West Coast. You have some on the East Coast, I'm sure. And so if you want to take a ride and be amazed, you can arrange that through Seakeeper, right?
Absolutely. And just go onto our website, click contact us, and get in touch with somebody in your area, and we'll hook it up.
Yeah. It really is the only way to really experience that like aha moment. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you can hear about it so much, and it is the truth. I mean, that is gospel. Like, it is, there's nothing like it, like fishing with it. How much less fatigued you are, how much mm-hmm. more enjoyable the experience is. And like you said, there are, you know, those people that said they didn't need it, you know, they're right. Sure, you don't need to have it.
No.
But the difference makes the experience so much better.
Yes.
And maybe you as an old salt don't need it, but, you know, maybe your family does, or friends that you would like to take fishing does. And, you know, maybe, you know, someone that's significant to you will spend so much more time enjoying the boat with it. And
right.
It's just,
do you need a fish finder to find fish? No, you don't need it, but it sure makes life a lot better.
You're not going to go without it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Kelsey and Andrew here in Seakeeper, for
and
sure.
The experts on it, too. Like, this is great. Yeah, we're really excited to have the power behind the Seakeeper. Going to be a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the show this morning. Not only are we talking Seakeeper, talking install, going to have a great time here today with Andrew and Kelsey, we are also giving away such a killer prize. It's actually two prizes going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Get this. One lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one is a great pair. The HEMA, it's a polarized rimless sunglass with a brand new Maui Pure LT lens. It's the thinnest and most lightweight lens they've ever made with Maui. It's got that great HT color. It's the ones that I brought in this morning. They're really, really pair of glasses. You want to feel something that's lightweight.
Oh.
These glasses, they're bordering on not knowing they're on. It's a really cool pair of Maui Jims. Somebody's going to be stoked. If that wasn't enough, the highest-end pair of sunglasses, you're also going to win a $50 gift card down to Point Loma Seafood, as we've been talking about all week. Point Loma Seafood open and, you know, serving the community through all this craziness that's going on right now. Killer food. We were down there earlier this week, so someone's getting totally hooked up with the freshest thing in town.
Yeah, they're open 7 days a week from 11 to 6 p.m. They have their fresh fish, the array of fresh fish, especially now that there's more fish being caught. They have an amazing array of fresh fish. And, of course, the kitchen's open for all the killer food that you can take out and stuff like that.
That, and they have what they've done that's been unique is they offer a lot of, like, pre-made dinner type things.
Absolutely.
Which I took advantage of this week.
Oh, yeah.
They had a 4-pack of pre-made swordfish burgers.
Whoa.
That were already done, and, you know, the whole night is just a patty. You went home and slapped it on the grill. Dude, you want to talk about something that was so good.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Yeah. And affordable, the whole nine. Yeah, those guys are just
so,
the best.
$50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods.
You got it,
right,
man.
Right
next
to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
If you want to get your shot at those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Kelsey and Andrew, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your friends at Grossmont Center miss you more than ever. We've increased our daily sanitation routines to ensure your safety, and we can't wait to transition into the new normal when it's safe to do so. Huge thanks to the Jacobs and Cushman San Diego Food Bank for hosting the East County food distribution at Grossmont Center last week, and to the La Mesa Police Department as well as all the volunteers. Special thanks to Submarina for supporting our first responders. We truly appreciate all the sacrifices that are being made to ensure the safety of our community. Stay safe and shop local with Grossmont Center. Center.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
At Olakai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olakai, they believe in the same attention to detail when crafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olakai's water-friendly Nohea Moku slip-on shoe features razor sipping with non-marking rubber for extra grip on the deck, the dock, or the rocks. And it's designed for easy on-off barefoot wear. And when it comes to sandals that perform, Olakai's new Ulele provides the comfort and durability of a sneaker for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olakai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olakai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great morning this morning. Phones are already packed up. Yep. Everybody wants to get through again.
Solid.
If you want your shot, 833-288-0973.
All right, we have Kelsey from Seakeeper Communications Manager and Andrew Jones, who's one of the agents here, I guess, installer extraordinaire and great guy here with Seakeeper in San Diego area. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones.
Right? You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Tom, and Tom is calling us from University City. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks for getting us started this morning.
Good morning.
Tom?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Okay. I had a question, two questions, actually, about the Seakeeper installation and some of the up our West Coast boats. You know, over the years, people have been trying to balance a deep, nice deep V that'll ride well in the chop with a boat that'll drift well. And so now it seems like to have the ideal setup for a Seakeeper, you would want a really steep dead rise, maybe even a narrow boat that would slice through the chop optimally, but then you don't need the design for the drift anymore, right? The Seakeeper would handle that part. So I was wondering if that's correct. And then the other question about our boats is, you know, we're all the bait tank is behind the pilot house. We're putting all this weight in the back of the boat, and I was wondering if the Seakeeper could be more in the front half of the boat, so that you could balance that out a little bit. And if there still is some pounding up there on a 25 or 28 foot boat, and is it going to be able to withstand that, or is it another thing you have to put, you know, back by the outboards?
Great questions.
Those are my two questions.
Yeah.
Well, like Kelsey was saying, we prefer that the unit's mounted aft of centerline, just because the further forward you go, you're putting a lot of extra loading on those bearings, and bouncing them up and down is just long term. It's just not a good option. So we go a little further back. But
And Kelsey, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, like you said, back by the outboards. We've got a lot of people who install them below deck or kind of where that middle console is. So it doesn't have to be really far back, but we do prefer midship aft somewhere in that region.
Like the one in my boat is midship. It's actually forward of the engines. I have twin inboard.
You don't bounce though, Pete.
But yeah.
So these center consoles to get everyone.
Yeah, the center consoles are going to get the. But so on a center console, what you're saying is the further aft it is, the better the performance is going to be.
Just because there's that
better longevity.
Better longevity.
Performance sounds like it's going to be fine wherever, but you know, up in the bow, you're slapping back and forth. Yeah. Like your longevity on the hardware sounds like it'd be better in that.
That's it.
And so, to be clear, Kelson and Andrew, Seakeeper is not going to do anything for the pounding going into waves. It's the roll that it takes out. Correct?
That's right.
Yeah. So there's kind of multiple motions of a boat. So you've got the roll, which is the side to side. You've got the pitch, which is kind of bow to stern when the bow bounces up and down. It does nothing for pitch. And then yaw is imagine a pole going right down the center of your vessel and the boat twisting side to side does not affect yaw as well. So just that side to side roll. And I think that kind of leads into Tom's first question about, choosing the right vessel. And really, as far as Seakeeper is concerned, get the boat that you want that's going to perform for how you use it, and we'll find the Seakeeper that works for your boat. So if you like the way that a certain boat rides and maybe it's got a wider beam and it needs a little bit bigger of a Seakeeper, we will size whatever boat you have. You don't need to buy the boat that's going to work best with a Seakeeper. Seakeeper works excellent. And people like Andrew are going to make sure that your installation is done well.
I think that it's well shown in the demo boats that you guys have placed down in Southern California. Originally, the first boat that we got to see as a demo was a Contender, which is the first description that Tom gave, which is long and it's skinny and it's narrow, and obviously the Seakeeper performed great. And then the next boat was an Albemarle, which is almost a completely opposite drawing. It's bigger and it's wider, and it worked equally as perfect.
Yes.
I mean, those were two very distinctly different boats, and the performance was identical. I mean, at least from a layman like us, it was sure identical. I mean, you push the button, that thing stopped moving.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, but both of those installations, both in the Contender as well as Albemarle, were in the seat, right? Below the seat in the center console?
That's right. Just after that centerline spot. There was just below decks. So the idea of the weight being an issue, Tom, we really haven't run into that. These boats have tremendous stability already. It's amazing. Like, you look at a Seakeeper 2, the weight of the 2, it's just two big dudes, two big buddies on the back of the boat. You know, boats can handle that.
Yeah, yeah. And Kelsey, how much does the Seakeeper 1 weigh?
The Seakeeper 1 is 365 pounds.
Yeah, so way less than your half of what your outboard weighs, probably, for a boat that.
Bait tank, less than
a bait tank, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call
morning. Yeah,
appreciate
like
that.
That was cool. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on down south. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, standing by today. That catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. Now you can order online and have it shipped right to your door. It's a special treat during these trying times. They also have some super specials on their smoked fish, jerky, cheeses, rubs. Get at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And if you live within a certain area of Fisherman's Processing, all orders over $25, they'll deliver free of charge right to your house.
How about
pretty
that?
Darn cool for everything that's going on right
stuff.
Now. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on down south. Cast man Richard Castaneda's got our Baja Mainland report. Good morning, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Hey, good show, man. Hey, Pete, I wanted to let you know, I've got six of those Seakeepers on the vessel Castman 2. They work great, let me tell you.
Is that right, Castman? Yeah. That would be quite something.
Yeah. But anyway, no, it's couple of times that I've gone out with you on your boat, you put that thing on out there, and I couldn't believe the difference, how it just keeps that motion from rocking back and forth. It's quite an invention, let me tell you, man. I'll tell you, if I definitely had a boat the size that I would need one of those, I would definitely get one of those, because it sure makes it comfortable, especially for the people that have a tendency to get a little bit of motion sickness. I mean, it really, really calms it down. So
yeah,
anyway,
you gotta
good
feel
show
it to believe it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Pete, they're locking down Baja now for another till the end of May. It's basically they're hurting down there. Let me tell you, gun reports down there. Of course, you know they don't have any stimulus checks coming in, and everybody's kind of on their own. You know, there's no unemployment. There's none of that down there. So those people are really hurting. It's going to get worse, and they're not even letting people, you know, get on the beaches there. There's all the restaurants, stores, everything's closed. You look at some of the pictures that people are sending me of Cabo and La Paz, and then they're just, it's a desert. There's nobody walking around. And it's just amazing what's going on with this virus. And I've even heard on over in mainland Mexico, the municipalities there, some of them are shutting their towns down so people can't get in or get out, just to try to keep it contained. So it's pretty bad. Same thing with Panama. They're locked down until end of May also. Copa Airlines, I guess, is scheduled to start limited service June 1. We'll see if that happens. I'm really reluctant to see if that's going to happen. I've got some guys that were supposed to go on the Pesca Panama trip mid-April. I've got them scheduled going that first week. I don't think that trip's going to go, but they are scheduled. I checked with them. They do have seats on the plane. Looks like it still go, but I've told them it doesn't look good. So anyway, I just hope they can get this thing opened up again and get rid of this thing and get back to living normally. It's just a sad, sad, sad situation. But
the good news is, Cass, at least they have a date, right? May 30th, if they're locked down until then, and hopefully places like Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez will open up June 1st, and that's kind of the beginning of their season anyway. So let's get it rolling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, let's hope so, man. I got my fingers crossed, and it's like I said, it's just a sad, sad situation. And I was talking, I think last week I wanted to get down to Bay of LA and do some fishing down there in June with Captain Juan, but I don't know, man. It's going to be a touchy situation, but if any way I can get across that border, get down there, I'm going to do it.
Hey, Cass, do you have any good news today? It's like turning on the evening news listening to you right now, well, for crying out loud.
Well, I was just looking at the ABC News, and I stopped the TV on. There's actually a hurricane starting in the mid-Pacific there between kind of Hawaii and Baja, which surprises me. Here we're in April, and there's 80% chance of this forming into a hurricane this early. So I don't know, Pete. Warmer water, that'll bring tuna.
Bring it up. Okay, that's a good way to wrap it. Hey, Cassman, of course, if somebody wants to book a trip, Cassman knows the ins and outs of what's going on to mainland Mexico, Baja, wherever. How do we get a hold of you, Cassman?
Yeah, my dad, Pete, I've got I got four spots left on our El Salto trip the end of January. Also have a couple spots for the Pesca Panama trip in April. Also my going back to Colombia for the peacock bass in late February. Anybody wants to join us on any of those trips, give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Look forward to it, Cass. Appreciate a great report as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cass, your goal next Saturday, good news, Cass. Good news, okay?
I'll think of something.
All right, appreciate that very much. All right, phones are packed up, Rick. They want to talk Sea Keeper, so let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about Don in Woodland Hills up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Really interesting technology. I've listened to you speak several times on Let's Talk Hookup. So my question is this. One, where did the technology develop? And then two, on a boat like yours, Rick, where would you put a Sea Keeper 1?
Kelsey, where was it developed? And Rick has a 25-foot center console Parker. So
I already got my spot mapped
out.
Yeah,
you got it mapped out.
Waiting for June.
So it is actually inspired by aerospace technology. And gyroscopes on boats aren't actually new. So about a century ago, they were using gyroscopes on big ships, but they were We've got one photo that we use in some presentations of a two massive gyroscopes, and you could probably stack five people on top of each other head to toe, and that's about the height of that gyroscope. But they were so big that it didn't make sense, and it didn't work for the average boater. So what we did was find a way to spin the flywheel inside of a vacuum, and that's able to cut the power, cut the weight, and really make that applicable for boats, like we said, as small as 23 feet. So that's where it kind of came from, is gyroscopes aren't a new technology. It's what's new about it is how you're able to get it down to the size that we could be talking about it today.
That's the key. Awesome. And so what about Rick's 25-foot center console Parker? Seakeeper 1?
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably an Andrew question.
Okay, Andrew?
Absolutely, we're ready to go.
Yeah. And where would you mount that, Andrew?
Rick's got a spot.
That unit is small enough that it fits in the console itself of our boat. So, like, it keeps deck space open on the... I've seen, we've talked about the 25 pilot house, like you had said, replacing a chair, because it can be mounted to the deck, I believe, in a pilot house boat, replacing a chair. But in our boat, it's the Seakeeper 1 is small enough that it can literally go inside of the center console and not interfere with any of the thing that's in the way down there. So on a boat like ours, it would be completely out of, you wouldn't be giving up anything. I mean, other than the spot where you throw your bag of life jackets, that ends up in the bottom of the center console, like it would fit right down there. The Seakeeper 1 is so small that it offers a lot of easy mounting on something like our boat as small as ours.
That's it. These boats are so tough now. The decks are structure. You don't have to get down on that keel. In a decent center console, is so stiff and so strong that the deck is actually a point of structure.
Yeah, and that video that you have on Seakeeper.com, Kelsey, that shows the installation, is that a Seakeeper 2 that they're installing?
It would be an either a 2 or a 3. So the 2 and the 3 can also be deck mounted as well. They're obviously a little bit bigger, and they go in a little bit bigger boats. But the difference in that one's installation is the height of that unit is less than 16 inches, and it can be flush mounted. So the 2 and the 3, you've got kind of a piece that goes on that lifts it up so that sphere can still precess because the sphere hangs below.
Gotcha. Right. All right. Yeah, check that video out, the installation video. It's quite fascinating. And then do the size chart and see what fits into your boat. And I think I did on yours. I looked at yours. It's 9.6 beam, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
25 feet, Seakeeper 1 came up. Yeah, for sure. Don, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And also, when it comes to install, that's where, a wizard like an Andrew comes into place. I mean, that's the... You may have an idea, but, Andrew has done so many of them and knows his way around boats so well. One quick pass-through, of Andrew down at your boat would, it might be like, well, yes, you're right, it could go here, but if we put it over there, you're going to have, benefits of X, Y, and Z kind of thing. So, I mean, if you're really serious about having, having the Seakeeper on the boat, it's best to have somebody like Andrew take a look at it and just kind of get a game plan of where we're going to put it and how it's going to go.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, I might add, too, is Andrew is the best marine electrician that I've ever met. And he solved problem on my boat.
Got to get Admiral opinion.
Yeah. No, you are. You are amazing. And that's kind of where your background is with marine electricity,
that's
right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But I had a power issue with not getting enough power to my Seakeeper, and Andrew found out that I didn't have high enough gauge wire running from my generator to the Seakeeper, and he solved the issue.
Oh,
and that's
kidding.
Just an example of, Andrew can go on and perhaps, he'll solve the issues of installation if there are extreme challenges like on an old boat like mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done that many times, right?
It's every time.
It's always, every time.
It's always something.
New boat or old boat,
creative,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
make
sure.
It work.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. You want to get through, have a chance to talk, 833-288-0973. Don't forget Dave's solo in that studio. So he's running back and forth between answering the phones as well as running the engineering board for us. So be patient with Dave when you call, and he'll get right to you.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's jump right back into those jam-packed phones and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Morning.
I got a question, really two questions. One is, you said y'all and roll, and what is the difference between the both of them? And the second question is,
did you say yaw and roll, just so I can hear you right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second question is, do you know what the situation is on the bay? Can you take a boat out? Can you go fishing? Can you go surf fishing?
Yeah. Well, we'll cover that. Go ahead, Kelsey.
So if you picture a boat, roll is when the gunnels on the side of the boat are kind of going up and down. So that is a very, very typical boat motion. It causes the most seasickness. Pitch, obviously, is the up and down from the bow. What yaw is imagine a pole going straight down the middle of your boat, so from the sky to the bottom of the ocean. And then you come almost push the bow to the left and the stern to the right, and kind of that rotation of the boat on the top of the water. So in actual application, when you are moving and you kind of are going to go over, take a wake, if you don't do it, kind of go for it, the wake pushes the bow of your boat in one direction, and it's that almost spinning on the top of the water. It's not a super common issue motion, and it's not anything that we would ever look to address, but it's just kind of one of those other boat motions that we talk about. Are those the big three?
And Mark, we'll answer your second question after a quick break here, because we need some time for that one.
That sounds good. Thanks for the call, Mark. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with Pete Grossbeck. We're going to take more of your phone calls. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Sea Keeper. And, you know, there's a guy that I know. Pete, you were saying you wouldn't go fishing without your fish finder. There's a guy that I know that probably wouldn't go fishing without a Sea Keeper.
Yeah.
And that's Captain Pete Grossbeck. He's on the line right now. What's up, Pete?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Pete. Hey, good morning.
It's like American Express, don't leave home without it.
Yeah. Well, you were the first guy to introduce me to this amazing technology and introduce me to Andrew. And, Andrew, you know Pete very well, right?
Oh, yeah. Captain Pete, how are
you doing? Yep. Yeah, we put one, we put a, I think one of the first ones out here about 10 years ago. And it was the 21,000. And put it on the second Sea Bandit boat, the Titan Marine boat. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Andrew that we're supposed to do a sea trial, but we couldn't get the sea trial completed for the Caterpillar, so we couldn't run the boat without getting signed off on the engine startup. So Mike Elias, who's still in business up by in San Francisco area, he came down and was scheduled, and he said he'd come down anyway. So we got fired the thing off, and he said, "Well, fire the thing off, check it out, fire it off, and everything." And so he wanted to know if gather some guys around, so we got like 8 workers there on the dock and threw them on the boat, and they started running back and forth on the port side of the starboard side and get the thing rolling really well. And then Mike's on the bridge, goes, "You ready?" And he goes inside and he pushes the button, and it stopped those guys mid-track. and then they tried to do it again, but they couldn't get the thing to move. So he comes out and he goes, "It's working," you know, and didn't even have to take the boat. Didn't even have to take the boat out. It was amazing, and what a game changer for us.
I would say that was like our first experience, or my first experience, I should say, seeing it was the boat never even leaving the dock. It was still tied to the dock. You know, it was a center console, and we all started grabbing a hold of the T-top. You put 2 or 3 guys on one of those things, you could darn near turn a boat like that upside down, and we had it rocking so just about tipping the gunnels in the water. You push the button, and you can't move it.
You can't move it.
The brakes are put on. Yeah. It stops moving.
They were doing that with a demo boat, the Sea Keeper demo boat. They were doing sea trials. What they get, the people on a sea trial, they get them to rock the boat at the dock, and then they turn it on, and then they take the boat out. So most people convinced before they left the dock.
Yeah, totally.
So Pete, you're currently running how big a boat now?
We have a 72 Viking that's down in Costa Rica. And we have a 44 Viking up in Half Moon Bay, and they both have Sea Keepers on them. And that one up in Half Moon Bay, it's made a big difference because the weather up there is terrible. And the days you can get out, there's usually swell left over, and fishing for salmon you're doing 2 or 3 knots, and a lot of boats go in and he's able to stay out, and he had a. Boss had a 33 Grady White that we took the Rick was saying, we took the center console cuddy cabin thing off, and then there's a bunk down there. We chopped the bunk down raised the bunk about 3 inches, and then stuck it in there. And he was able to stay out in that Grady White when everybody else went in fishing salmon.
That's a great point, too. Like, you extend your weather window, when you're fishing in an area that you have to, that's what you have to do, is the weather only allows you so days. But, just like you say, the day after the storm, you usually can't go because it's too mixed up, or the day before you can't because the wind's coming in. Well, those days, you're able to fish when nobody else is.
Yeah, well, fishing the swell up there, it's pretty big at short intervals. And when you're fishing for salmon on these color edges and stuff, and it's, you know, it's, you're doing two knots, you're basically stuck out in the weather, you know. And a lot of guys, you only go one direction, and he's able to go in all directions and, you know, get on the bait balls and follow them around. And a lot of guys go in and stay out. And it's been a big change up there. And then we started fishing with the one on the Sea Bandit, is I realized we'd lie bait a lot, and after 3-4 days, we got up and he was tired. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, we're not, nobody told us about this part, you know, but you weren't fighting the weather as much. And that was, it was
no,
huge.
No question about
yeah,
that.
No fatigue, the fatigue on you.
Yeah,
totally.
The fatigue factor is a huge factor when you're fishing. So, Pete, would you say Sea Keeper has changed your life running boats?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, we stay on top of that thing. We do the maintenance on it. They've, you know, like Andrew, we upgraded a freshwater pump that was a little more water resistant. We put that in, and, you know, we do the regular maintenance on it, like you're supposed to, and we get in there and touch up the paint twice a year and on the bigger ones. But what the one we did on the Sea Bandit, you know, they had a 21,000, that was it. And what they've done is turns try to go up, they went down, because that's what the market is. Like Viking on the new Valhalla center consoles, I mean, I think almost every single one of them have one. And the center console business is so big, especially in Florida, that market on those smaller units has gone crazy. And they just get going smaller and smaller.
I mean, yeah, and now with Sea Keeper 1 coming out in June, even more so, for sure. Yeah, and maintenance-wise, Andrew, really not a ton of maintenance issues, right?
That's right.
I mean, you just come and see me once a year, really, for the amount of time
you
I use.
You do a great job
boat.
Of keeping up on that zinc, you know, 3 or 6 months to, you know, see.
Yeah.
And then there's an annual service where we just come in and change the fluids and do a good inspection on everything. And that's it. We're in and out in 3 or 4 hours. See you next year.
Yeah.
You just keep it
dry. They also have, the extended warranty program, too, where you can get in there and extend your warranty out, you know, 2-3 years more than what it is. So that's, you know, that's a pretty good deal when you're, it's when the guy's just, you know, putting a lot of hours on them. You know, then you just, you know, when you want to get the extended warranty, you have a situation, you have a problem, they just swap the sphere out.
That's nice.
I've always heard guys talk about, like, Pete, you know, you're saying, you know, when you put a lot of hours on them. I've heard other people talk about, like, well, you know, we're only going to put it on when it's really rough, or we'll only put it on the days we really need it. That doesn't exist.
No,
you know, like, the second that you've had it one time, the first thing you do when you step on that boat is get that thing fired up, because you don't ever want to be on your boat without it.
No question.
Well, you want to sit at the bait bars and get rolled over by all the boats going by? You know, everybody else is rolling over, and you look at you're not even moving. You know, we go out and make bait. The bait barge, we turn it on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Pete Grossbeck, professional captain and Sea Keeper lover, thank you for joining us here, and appreciate your time and talking about Sea Keeper this morning. And look forward to seeing you soon on the water.
Thanks,
for sure.
Pete.
Thanks,
you
want, Pete.
If you want to get a hold of me, I'm just here at the house. I've got plenty of time in my hands, you know.
Roger that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna, or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at Turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.